Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Super tubers, Jerusalem artichokes. Apart from its infamous gaseous effects on the digestive system, the artichoke is no joke, says Rob Smith. It's an attractive plant, easy to grow, and produces tasty tubers. Jerusalem artichokes, sometimes called sunchokes, are not related to the thistle-like globe artichoke. They're actually part of the same family as sunflowers. This is evident if you are lucky enough to get them to flower, as they will produce lots of palm-sized mini sunflowers, which are loved by the bees. Producing a rather stately vegetable when given the space to thrive, the Jerusalem artichoke is totally self-reliant and needs little care during the year, apart from a bit of watering if the weather is really dry. You'll be able to tell if this is the case, as the sunflower-like leaves will begin to droop. Yet they perk up when given a good drink. Even though there is little care needed for this underrated vegetable, it is not shy in giving a bountiful crop of tasty tubers throughout autumn and winter. A mistranslation. You may be wondering why this humble-looking tuber is called a Jerusalem artichoke when it has no relationship or similarity to a globe artichoke. Let me try and explain. These tubers first came to Europe in the 1600s and were grown in Rome, where they became known as Girasole artichoco, sunflower artichoke. As the Jerusalem artichoke spread around Europe, an English doctor by the name of Tobias Venner wrote about them in one of his books and translated the Italian name from Girasole to Jerusalem. Hence the Jerusalem artichoke was born. And thanks to this mistranslation, there have even been recipes created by very imaginative chefs of Palestine soup, even though this plant has nothing to do with that area of the world. Need for space. If you're looking for a perennial vegetable which you don't have to raise from seed every year, Jerusalem artichokes have to be pretty near the top of your list. Admittedly, they do need a bit of space, as they can grow around 3 metres or 10 foot tall. But, like corn, they grow straight upwards without bushing out too much, allowing you to grow a row in a patch of soil only about 1 metre or 39 inches wide. Traditionally grown on allotments because of their spreading habit and the fact the plants will grow from the smallest tuber, they are easy to control if you mark the bed in which you've grown them and make sure to remove all traces of them should you want to plant something else in that bed. Even if you aren't that bothered about growing these plants to eat, they have a great ability to hide unsightly objects or areas. On allotments, you normally see a row of Jerusalem artichokes hiding compost areas or unsightly dumping spaces, which we all have, and they can be even used to try and hide a shed from the prying eyes of passers-by. Gassy effects. Some of you may have heard of this potato or chestnutty flavoured vegetable by its more common name of fartichoke. This is because they contain a substance called inulin, which is what makes them taste particularly sweet and delicious. Inulin can't be digested by the human body, so it passes all the way through intact until a certain bacteria gets to work on it, and this releases rather a lot of gas, hence the nickname. There are theories that making the tubers into a soup or roasting them with the skin on will help prevent the rather musical results, but unfortunately this seems to be untrue, at least from personal experience. Easy to grow. Growing these tasty tubers couldn't be easier. All you need to do is get your hands on a couple of the rather knobbly tubers from a garden centre or buy them online. If you get them from a friend, they will probably be an unnamed and particularly knobbly variety, which will grow and crop well, but could be a pain to peel with all the bumps and knobbles. If you decide to buy a few tubers, which aren't expensive, try and go for a smoother variety like Fuso, as this is much easier to peel, just like a potato. When it comes to planting the tubers, they really are not fussy about where they grow, as long as you mix in a little manure if the soil is extremely poor. They will happily grow in sun or partial shade, and I've even grown them in total shade before, but they do tend to lean and not grow or crop to their potential, so I would suggest you avoid growing in total shade. Growing. Tubers should be planted from February to April, around 15 centimetres or 6 inches deep and 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart, making sure that they are planted vertically, as this will help to prevent them rotting in the soil, as the water will run down them rather than settle in any nooks. If your soil is wet like mine, it's worth considering planting tubers in 2 or 3 litre pots to start them off. This allows you to get growing without your tubers rotting. One problem you may have if you're growing on a windy site is rocking or leaning plants. If this happens, you may not get as good a harvest from each plant. You can prevent this by earthing your plants up as they grow. Wait until the plants are around 60 to 80 centimetres or 2 to 2.5 foot tall, and then drag the earth up around them about 30 centimetres or 12 inches and in a mound shape. This will help stabilise them as they grow and prevent the wind from ripping them down. If you wanted them to look a little neater, you could put 2 large canes in, one on each side of the plant, and then tie the 2 canes together with the stem in the middle. You can also grow plants in large containers, but again the wind can blow them and the container over, so make sure it's either heavy or has a wide bottom to prevent it toppling over. Slugs. Jerusalem artichokes are mostly problem-free, except for slugs, which like to burrow into the tubers while they're under the ground, just like they do with certain potato varieties. To combat this, you can use nematodes, which are mixed with water and watered around the plants, reducing the slug population. Just make sure to follow the manufacturer's instructions, as the soil will have to be a certain temperature before you can use this biological control. Harvesting and storing. Harvesting your tubers is easy. Wait for the top growth to die back after a frost, then cut the plant down to ground level. I normally lay the dead top growth over the bed where the tubers are. This not only reminds me what is in the bed and stops me planting something else there, but it also helps to keep any bad weather, snow or heavy frost from affecting any tubers which are nearer the surface. To harvest, simply dig your tubers as you would a potato, but make sure you only dig as many as you can eat within 4 to 6 days, as they do not keep well and will go soft. If you need the bed for other crops and want to dig all your tubers, I find the best way to store them is to actually make them into soup and freeze it into portions for later in the winter. In my opinion, they do not pickle well or freeze well after roasting. But you may think differently. So have a go.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month. An absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.